Wow. Mobile news to me. Traveling at 5 miles per hour through the parking garage. Charging spots.
It's 1900 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today.
Oh, you can hear it in my voice. I'm very excited. It is July the 3rd, 2023. I'm coming to you at 1915 UTC. Because I had originally planned to come up and to the roof at 1900 UTC, but my boss stopped by, which is unusual. Ooh, a red bird has just landed in my car, on the pole right in front of my car. Oh, how cute! All right, so anyway, I was going to come up here, but someone stopped by my desk to let me know, hey, I could leave early today, and didn't need to stick around till 5. Which was great, but the conversation we had after they said, oh, I could go home, was eating into news to me time. And I couldn't tell, I can't tell anybody at work, hey, sorry, I need to walk away from my desk for a while to do news to me. It's kind of a hush-hush operation. But anyway, I'm here now. I've got news for you. I got it all pulled up. And I'm in the car with the AC going. And I'm about to launch comm. All you got to do to talk during the show is SSH over to sdf.org or tty.sdf.org if you're cool. And from there, you can launch comm, commode chat. Just type COM and then you press enter. And then you'll type G for go to. And then anon radio, all lowercase, all one word. And once you do that, boom, you will land in the anon radio room with all the cool people. Including Ratsu and Tin and Quentin and X1 and Mortimer. Hello, hello. Yeah, I'm a secret agent. Peter Piper pecked a pick a peck of pickled peppers. A peck of pickled peppers Peter Piper picked. Yes, Tin, you're correct. This is a covert operation, which is why I'm always ducking the security guards on the roof. And or wandering around. But don't tell anybody. Shh. I'm only telling you all. Hey, Buns. Welcome. Welcome. All right. So, yeah. Sriracha is lacking peppers. The sriracha shortage will continue in the United States. Well, in the world, really. Because red jalapenos are in short supply. Ali Faye. Welcome. Welcome. All right, cool. So I think that's got all the hellos out of the way. It's 1918 UTC, which means we only had about 12 minutes before Dubious Goals Committee time, so I better hurry up if I want to get any news into your brains. We just go over to our bookmarks menu, and then we go to News to Me, July 3rd. It's funny, in July, it's the 20th or 22nd, somewhere around there, late July, was when we first started the show, July of 2020. So I'm going to be going on a trip to Portland for a week around my birthday, but I should be back so that we can have a Friday show then, and I think that should work out. All right, let's get into death and destruction. First, in Israel, surprise, surprise, Israel attacks Jenin and biggest West Bank incursion in 20 years. Israel has launched a major aerial and ground offensive into the occupied West Bank city of Jenin, its biggest military operation in the Palestinian territory in years, and what it described as an extensive counter-terrorism effort. At least 8 Palestinians were killed and 50 injured, 10 seriously, in the attack that began around 1 a.m. on Monday, and the death toll is likely to rise. On Monday afternoon, Israeli sources suggested they would need at least another 24 hours to complete the operation, launching at least 10 drone strikes on buildings, a brigade of Israeli troops suggesting between 1,000 and 2,000 soldiers backed by armored bulldozers and snipers on rooftops entered the city and its refugee camp, encountering fire from Palestinians after Israel informed the White House of its plans. It's frustrating because it's like they let the White House know, hey, we're going to go like genocide, we're going to go firebomb all the people that are not the same ethnicity as us in this town so that we can move in and put our people there, okay? And it's like the United States is like, yeah, we did that hundreds of years ago with the indigenous people, but I mean we weren't using bulldozers, at least. I don't know, who knows. Anyway, the streets of Jenin were deserted on Monday except for crowds of people outside the nearest hospital watching gun battles at the main entrance to the camp at the end of the street. Black smoke from burning tires and tear gas filled the air. Ambulances struggled across impromptu Israeli checkpoints. As explosions echoed around the city, calls to support the fighters rang out from loudspeakers. The White House said it defended Israel's right to security and was monitoring the situation closely. We've seen the reports and are monitoring the situation closely, the White House spokesman said. We support Israel's security and right to defend its people against Hamas, Palestinian Islamic Jihad, and other terrorist groups. Rishi Sunak called on the Israeli military to exercise restraint. And Mahmoud Abbas, a spokesman for the Palestinian president, called the operation a new war crime against our defenseless people, while the Gaza-based militant group Hamas called on young men in the West Bank to join the fighting. So yeah, so we'll see what happens. But yeah, it doesn't look good. The people with a big military are moving in. So, yeah, this is the big news. This is kind of the scary stuff. But there's other stuff going on, very important. Of course, if you weren't paying attention or just don't know, I'm on Mastodon now, so I don't even notice, but Twitter really shit the bed this weekend. So if you're using Twitter, I feel bad for you, son. You should join mastodon.sdf.org. Oh, that is disturbing. What is this? Hold on, I just got an ad for something that I don't know what it is. It's either a sex toy or something worse. And I'm trying to get to see it because I'm like, what is this? Hold on. Let me through I'm getting tons of ads. Okay, here it is. Blink. All right, it's loading. Loading. Leave. All right. 3D. 5D stereoscopic lip module plumping upturned lips model solid thickened 3D lip mold skin for practice applying lip glaze. I don't know. This is so weird. It's a essentially I got a targeted advertisement, I guess. This looks like a mouth that would go on like an adult toy, but it's just the mouth they're selling for $1.99. Anyway, thanks, Timu. I'm glad you were advertising that on this very important news story we were trying to read. Let's go back. Bink. Bunk. All right. That was from the Straits Times, of course. 4 people were injured in a blast and a blaze on Monday in a central Tokyo building. the city's fire department has said, with footage showing flames and smoke emerging from a second floor business. The fire started in a building in a restaurant area of the bustling Shimbashi district at around 3:20 p.m. The sound of an explosion was also heard. A total of 32 fire trucks are at the scene. Wow. A fire department spokesman told agents France Press, declining to be named. The Tokyo Metropolitan Police Department said four people, two passerbys, and two employees of the restaurant where the explosion took place had minor injuries. Xinhua reporters said they heard the blast while driving past an intersection less than 50 meters away from the scene, and then saw a lot of fragments flying out of a room on the second floor of the building. A burst of smoke was spotted in the room, accompanied by a slight smell of gas, before a fire spread quickly. So, pretty amazing there. But yeah, officials are investigating the cause, but it sounds like a good old liquid natural gas explosion. Another part of Japan, or in Japan. We've talked about one recently in China, so that's kind of a bummer that was happened again. Speaking of things that are happening again, Baltimore shooting. Police hunt for suspects after dozens shot at a block party. Police are searching for multiple suspects after a shooting in Baltimore, USA. 15 children were among those wounded. The shooting left 2 people dead and 28 injured. 15 children are among those wounded when gunfire erupted at a block party in the Brooklyn Homes area of the city on Sunday. Surveillance footage from a building showed people fleeing with shouting. It's not clear whether the attack was targeted, and they're hunting for at least 2 suspects. At a news conference on Monday, police announced a reward of $28,000 for information. Authorities said multiple weapons and bullet casings were removed from the scene of the crime. Police have yet to name a suspect, but said a young man who'd been seen in footage circulating on social media appeared to pull a semi-automatic rifle or weapon from his backpack. Pretty wild right there. Yeah, shootings. 8. See you in a little while, Alifay. Be back in time for the Dubious Goals Committee show airing in 5 minutes right here on and on radio. Shootings is how you know the party is over in America. And that is correct, Mortimer. You don't want to, it's actually a faux pas if you leave before the shooting starts. That's just something, we won't tell people because we don't want to be rude. Anyway, don't worry, there's other destruction going on. 3 explosions took place in Washington, D.C., that's the United States capital city, over the weekend in what appears to be targeted attacks on businesses. An ATM, a Nike store, and a Safeway grocery store were all struck by explosions around 4:30 a.m. on Sunday. The suspect remains on the loose, and police are on the lookout for a vehicle used in the explosions. The attacks all occurred within 15 minutes, with the first taking place when the suspect blew up an ATM outside Truist Bank on the 2300 block of Washington Place. He went from there to a Nike store. Then 9 minutes later, a Molotov cocktail-style explosive was thrown at the Safeway. No injuries have been reported, and the Metropolitan Police have said the suspect didn't appear to have been targeting the public as the explosions took place at closed businesses. Something to note is that it's July 4th is the National Day for the United States, and fireworks are broadly sold. People often set off fireworks, even though most cities put out ordinances saying don't blow up fireworks inside the city limits. Explosives are just everywhere right now. It's really hard. You could probably get explosives from children right now. So they are just everywhere. There's no minimum age to buy fireworks, so good luck. All right, we only got about 3 minutes to go, so let me just give you kind of a wrap up here, and let me jump to calm, make sure I didn't miss anything. All right, the last story was wild and honestly kind of sus. Yeah, it's very weird that he's just running around blowing stuff up. All right, so here are some other things going on. So there's still riots going on, major destruction going on in France right now. There was a teen shot by police, and the police all over the place are pretty much racist all the time. No big difference there in France, but the people apparently didn't know that, so they're very angry that all the police are racist, and so they are rioting and causing a lot of drama. because there's always bootlickers. There's a fund set up for the police officer who killed, who just murdered that kid. And so the Child Murderer Support Fund has reached over €1 million, which is kind of wild. Thailand got an elephant, one of its elephants shipped home after alleged mistreatment. It got sick. The Dutch king has apologized for slavery, which is a bit of a surprise given their history. And let's see, a six-year-old saved his mother by calling for help using Alexa. Astronomers observed time dilation in early universe, which is pretty exciting. Events appear to unfold 5 times slower when universe was a tenth of its present age. So that's kind of neat. That's over there at The Guardian if you want to read that. We don't have time for the rest of this. There's some atomic news. There's a really cool science news involving pulsars that we haven't gotten to. But just know Zaprezia is connected to backup power again. And Barbie movies banned in Vietnam. Enjoy the Dubious Gold Committee with Tobe coming up next on Dubious, Dubious, Dubious on and on radio. Sorry, this handoff was not as good as Publius's on Saturday. But, you know what? That's how it goes. How it goes, baby. That's how it goes.
Well, that sound means that our time's come to an end. Thanks for listening. I'll be back tomorrow. And every weekday, Monday through Friday.